Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. He has called us to rejoice and to be glad in it. And we are praising the Lord for this eighth month, this eighth Monday of prophetic prayer call. I am Apostle Dawn Burrell, as you all know, praise God. But we do have some new guests with us on this morning. So we thank the Lord for you joining us today. Praise God, and for those that will listen to the playback, amen. I'm going to open in prayer, then just release what the Lord has given me, and then I'm going to ask that you would respond either by comment or prayer, and then we'll have a time of prayer, continued intercessory prayer, amen. Praise God. So, Heavenly Father, I do come to you right now in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Father, I do bless you and praise you and magnify you and lift you up, O God. For truly you are great and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name, mighty God, is to be praised. And I do, I give you glory, I give you honor, I extol you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Father, you who are the creator and sustainer of life, the possessor of heaven and earth, the one in whom we live and move and have our very being. Hallelujah. Thank you for this time that you have ordained for some of us here to gather together in prayer, in intercession, to receive and to hear what you are saying. Father, we know that many around the world are praying and interceding and that you are moving by your Spirit. And so we thank you, Father. We thank you for giving us ears to hear, giving us eyes to see, and giving us hearts to receive all that you have ordained for us to have in this time, in this season, and in this hour. Father, thank you for manifesting your presence and your glory. Even the more as we continue to rebuild the altars that you have ordained for us to rebuild. Father, thank you for this time of rebuilding the altars of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for dismantling false altars, of prayer and worship. And truly, Lord God, helping us to restructure and to shore up the foundations. Because we know that everything is birthed through prayer. And so, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, that you, O God, would hear from heaven, you would forgive our sin, and you would heal our land. And so thank you, Father, for the privilege that you have given unto your people to come boldly to your throne of grace to obtain grace and mercy in times of need. Thank you, Father, for the authority that you've given unto your people to be able to pray and to see atmospheres shift, to see circumstances change, to see the lost come to Christ, to see people's lives being transformed, to see healing and deliverance take place. And so, Father, thank you for the privilege that we have in prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask if your phone is not on mute, that you would put your phone on mute as we go forward on this morning. Amen. Praise God. Exodus 25, 1 through 9. Is our foundational scripture for rebuilding the altars, but I just want to read verses 8 through 9, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them according to all that I show you. That is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it. We know that we become God's living sanctuary, rebuilding the altar of prayer, the altar of incense. In the word of God, incense symbolizes prayers rising to God as a pleasing aroma, representing reverence and dedication. The incense also represents one's spiritual ascension into the presence of God, deep intimacy and communion with the one true and living God, our Heavenly Father. So prayer must continue to play a central role in the life of God's people. Whether you pray on your knees, 1 Kings 8:54, and so it was when Solomon had finished praying all this prayer and supplication to the Lord that he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands straight up to heaven. Please mute your line. Thank you. Or bowing. Exodus 4:31. So the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked on their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Or on your face, laying prostrate before the Lord. Matthew 26:39, Jesus went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. 2 Chronicles 20:18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Prayer is worship. When we present our bodies to God as living sacrifices, as our reasonable act of worship, worship is not just singing and serving. Worship includes presenting ourselves to God in praying. So even if we pray standing, 1 Kings 8:22, we must also give that offering to God. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven. On two occasions we see Jesus, John 11:41 and John 17:1. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And then when Jesus prays for himself, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. So whether we pray with our eyes opened or closed, quietly or out loud, in whatever way we are least distracted, we must continue to press into prayer. Prayer, we know, is an art. It is a skill. It is not a calling. Everyone that names the name of Christ should have a vibrant, effectual, fervent prayer life. Matthew 26:41, keep alert and pray. Otherwise, temptation will overpower you. For though the spirit is willing enough, the body is weak. Isn't that something? Even though our spirit is willing, our body, our physical flesh can cause us not to enter into prayer. And I know that that's true because many have testified to me, yeah, I was going to be on the 6 o'clock prayer call with you, but my alarm didn't go off. Or I was so tired, so I couldn't get up, I couldn't get out of bed. And so that flesh took over, amen? Because when the spirit is truly willing, when the spirit is truly ready, when the spirit is truly positioned in prayer and understands the significance and importance of prayer, you will show up. You will cause your voice to be heard. You will remember that one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. You'll remember that the Lord has called you to present yourself in prayer, that prayer is your reasonable act of worship to him. Luke 18:1, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to illustrate their need for constant prayer and to show them that they must keep praying until the answer comes. Ephesians 6:18, with all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests at all times, on every occasion, and in every season, in the Spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. Hallelujah. Can you imagine if we had all the people that go to these prophetic gatherings, if we said, let's have a prayer gathering, let's have a prophetic prayer gathering of all of the people that went to all of these things that are presented, amen, that fly everywhere and pay all this money to get in. Can you imagine if we all came together like that to just pray? I know sometimes people think prayer becomes boring and they add things to it, and that's okay if that's what they want to do. But God is really calling his people, those who are called by his name, to come together and pray and intercede and shake up the devil's kingdom, to come against darkness, to come against all the evil and ill that we see happening in this world, and not just in this world, in our families, in our communities, in our cities, in our states, in our regions, in the world. So we must continue to pray wholeheartedly. Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me, says the Lord, when you seek me with all your heart. We must pray in faith. Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. We must pray one for another. Yeah. A lot of times offenses come because we're not praying for one another. When you pray with people, you begin to know them. You begin to hear their heart. You begin to understand who they are in God. And that's what helps to remove the offense. James 5:16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman avails much. Hallelujah. And so here God is wanting us then to shift into this month, this eighth month. This is a month to advance in prayer. Eight, the number of new beginnings. My God. The month of new beginnings. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say that you're going to make great advancements in your personal life this month. This month to advance. August, a month to advance. This is what he spoke to me at the end of July. And he was telling me just to continue in that, just to be mindful of it. As previous times he had shared with me, June and July were months of joy, that were months of joy, and how the Lord just manifested so much joy in my life through different circumstances and situations. And so he was telling me to pay attention to this, to stay in this vein, because he doesn't have to speak a whole paragraph to you. He can speak one word, and it can change your perspective. It can change your position. It can change your posture. And so he's saying to me, August is a month to advance, that there is going to be great advancement for the kingdom of God. He was saying that through this advancement, it's going to require that you have new vision for what God wants to establish, that you have a new perspective, that your creativity is going to be off the charts. That's what he said. That's how he said it. He said there are going to be some new opportunities, new responsibilities, even some new relationships are going to be formed. He talked about divine connections and new territory and new levels of favor. He said the open doors that he has promised, that you have been waiting for, are about to be manifest in this month of advancement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There are several verses in the New King James Version that use the word advance in various contexts. This particular verse, however, speaks to the month, Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. This word increase here is similar to advance, which means moving forward and making progress. And so the Lord was saying that just as Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, You are going to increase in wisdom and stature. You are going to be able to move forward and make progress because I'm going to give you divine wisdom. I'm going to give you the strategies that you need. I'm going to position you in such a way, hallelujah, that you are going to increase in authority, that you're going to increase in notoriety. And it's not about becoming famous. It's about making him famous. And so he's going to use you. He has put his name and his stamp on you so that you can make him famous, so that your voice, his voice, will be heard through your voice. And he said, you're going to increase in favor. Please mute your phone. You're going to increase in favor with me and with men. You're going to increase in favor, amen, with me and with men, because you have to move forward. You have to make progress. You can't stay in that old place that you were in, or else you're going to die. You're going to die spiritually. Jesus. So God is wanting us to move forward, to make progress. This is the month to do it. This is the month where the Spirit of God, the wind of God, is blowing behind you and pushing you forward. Don't resist the move of God to advance. The doors are open. The heavens are open for the creativity of God to be released, bringing divine wisdom, developing character, reputation, and favor. So in order to for this advancement to take place, there must be an innovation, a spirit of innovation, a spirit of creativity, a willingness to take risks, a willingness to step out in faith. If you're hearing God say it, believe it and do it. Act upon it. It doesn't do us any good to pray and to pray and to pray and not take action. He wants us to go beyond where we have been. There's so much more that the Lord wants us to experience in him and with one another. And so when we're looking at this word advance, I'm telling you, this is what the Lord said. He said that he's raising an army of prayer warriors. Catch this in the spirit. The army's primary mission is to deploy, fight, and win the nation's wars by providing sustained land dominance. Catch it in the spirit. The army's primary mission is to deploy, fight, and win the nation's wars by providing sustained land dominance. And I remember when I was in this particular job, well, I'll just tell you, I was working for the Washington Hilton in Washington, D.C., one of the biggest Hiltons in the area and in the world, actually, in the nation, actually, in the United States, I should say. And when God sent me there, and I knew that he sent me there on assignment. And as I was there and beginning to understand what the assignment was, I was sharing with someone in reference to the warfare that I was experiencing. And they said to me, the Lord has allowed you to obtain land. He's given you a particular domain within that space. He said, now God wants you to maintain it, to maintain the land that he has given unto you. And I understood exactly what that meant. And so even as we are seeking to advance, and the Lord has given unto you territory and land where you have authority and influence, he wants you to be able to maintain it. He wants you to be able to sustain it. And part of the way of doing that is through prayer. It's going to come through your prayer. Because even as you are praying for where God has placed you, he's going to begin to reveal the different systems and demonic spirits that are seeking to oppress and take preeminence, not just in the space, but in the people. And so the Army's primary mission is to deploy, fight, and win the nation's wars by providing sustained land dominance. We're supposed to dominate the land. The kingdom of God is supposed to rule and reign in the earth. Not my will, but your will be done as it is in heaven. Let it be so in earth. So the Army accomplishes this by being, get this, ready, prompt, and capable of operating across the full spectrum of conflict as part of the joint force. Yeah, you can't do this alone. You can't do this alone. The Lord never intended for us to do it alone. The Army also provides support and security during peacetime, including disaster relief and homeland security operations. And so even as we are deployed and we fight and we win and we sustain that land dominance, we are also supposed to provide support and security during peacetime. We're supposed to support one another. We're supposed to support our leaders. We're supposed to support those that are on the front line. And security to those who are weak in the faith, those who are being tormented or attacked by the enemy. Even during times of peace, recognize that the enemy is he's just gone for a season. We saw that with Jesus after he was tempted in the wilderness. The Bible says that the enemy left him for a season and the angels came and ministered to him. So even during peacetime, we're not supposed to become lax. We're not supposed to become lazy. We're not supposed to become slothful in our praying. We're supposed to increase it even the more. So let me give you this detailed breakdown. I got this off the internet. The core functions, land dominance. The Army is responsible for maintaining control and superiority on land, which is crucial for projecting power, oh God, and achieving strategic objectives. Ooh, I hope you're catching this. The Army's primary mission, again, we said it, is to deploy and win the nation's wars by providing land dominance. And then here are some of the other aspects. Military training and readiness. The Army conducts rigorous training exercises to ensure soldiers are prepared for combat and other missions. Oh, my God. So what? Okay, so as prayer warriors, how come we resist training? How come we think we know all there is to know about prayer? Nobody can teach us anything about the difference between making a decree and a declaration. Nobody can teach us anything about personal prayer versus corporate prayer. Nobody can teach us anything about warfare prayer, my God, or prayers of intercession standing in the gap. The Army also has this specific activity of intelligence gathering. The Army gathers and analyzes intelligence to inform decision-making and support operations. Whew, my God. Lord Jesus, help me, God. Yeah, so a couple of months ago, the Lord said to me, yeah, you know, we have emotional intelligence and we have AI intelligence. He said, what about spiritual divine intelligence? There is a divine intelligence that the Lord wants to release to his people so that there never comes a time where we say, I don't know. I don't know what God is doing. I don't know what the will of the Lord is. Another activity is equipment maintenance. Soldiers maintain and repair military equipment to ensure operational readiness. Logistics and support. The Army provides essential logistics support, including transportation, supply, and maintenance. Disaster relief. The Army provides aid and support during natural disasters and other emergencies. Homeland security. The Army contributes to homeland security efforts, including border security and response to domestic threats. Cyber warfare. The Army is increasingly involved in cyber operations, protecting critical infrastructure, and conducting offensive cyber operations. And then technological advancement. The Army invests in research and development to maintain technological superiority and improve capabilities. I was like, Lord Jesus, look at this. Now, this particular unit of the military, and I'm sure all of them are like this, where they have their specific activities, where they have their core function laid out. And they don't deviate from it. They may bring it up to standard. They may bring it up to the time. They may bring it up to specific projects or enemies, but they don't deviate from it. And so some components of the Army, you have active Army. These are full-time soldiers serving in the regular Army. Then you have Army Reserve. You have part-time soldiers who can be activated for federal missions or state emergencies. Or you have the Army National Guard, a state-based force that can be activated for federal or state missions. Yeah. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, 3 through 4, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one entangled in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. So you know that song, we in the Army, we're a soldier in the Army of the Lord. Yeah, don't forget that you are a soldier in the Army of the Lord, and the Lord is raising up an army of prayer warriors. 1 Timothy 6:12, so we must fight the good fight of faith. We must lay hold on eternal life to which we were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Yeah, the Army, they understand rank from the lowest to the highest are private first class, specialist, corporal, sergeant, staff sergeant, sergeant first class, master sergeant, first sergeant, major sergeant, command sergeant major of the Army, chief warrant officer, second lieutenant, first lieutenant, captain, major, lieutenant, colonel, brigadier general, major general, lieutenant general, and then the general. My God. We need to understand rank. 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God has appointed these in the church, get this, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administration, variety of tongues. And we praise God for the evangelists. We praise God for the pastors and the teachers in the fivefold ministry. But first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. These are foundational for building the body of Christ and the local church. These are those that are on the front line, the military line, or part of an army that is closest to the enemy. The Lord said, watch out, though, for friendly fire. Friendly fire in military terms refers to the accidental injury or death of one's own forces or those of an ally by friendly forces. This often occurs during combat when forces mistakenly target their own, my God, or allied troops while attempting to engage the enemy. You know what this just shows us? We need more training. We need more discipline. We need more humility. We need a greater understanding of the front line, of the foundation, of the rank. And we also need to know how to use our spiritual arsenal. This is where prayer comes in. Fasting and casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. We have to be led by the Spirit. Exercise wisdom. Receive revelation, knowledge, and understanding. We have to be willing to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that He would exalt us in due season and we not seek to exalt ourselves. So don't allow yourself to ever be naked, to be uncovered. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Put on the whole armor of God and be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, who wants you to become engaged with friendly fire. He wants you to stay entangled with the cares of the world. He wants you to be consumed with your circumstances that seem to be contrary to the will of God and unmanageable. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against our brothers and our sisters. We don't wrestle against those that the Lord is using. We don't wrestle against our leaders, our family. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So we have to take up the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. So gird up your waist with truth, the belt of truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. We don't stand in our own righteousness, but we have become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Be a peacemaker. Walk in peace. Be a peacemaker and not a troublemaker. Above all, taking the shield of faith in which we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation. Cover your mind. Cover your thought life. Recognize when the enemy is trying to infiltrate your thought processes with his lies and his deception. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Cause the Word of God should dwell richly within us so that we'll know how to speak those things that are not as though they were, that we are able to combat every lie of the enemy with the truth of the Word of God. And here we have it again, praying always, not sometime, but praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us to catch you in the Spirit, helping us to understand that wherever we are in our prayer life, that we have to go higher. We have to go deeper. We have to be more intense and intentional with our prayers. Hallelujah. And so thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to open up the line at this time. We're going to come back. I'm going to come back and pray for healing for some things. But right now, just want to open up the line. Amen. Praise God. And ask for a response on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. This is Mother Melvin. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for loving us so that you send your word that we can live. We can live holy because you are calling us to be holy, not do holy, but to be holy. And thank you, Don, this morning through Apostle, for sending this word so that we can know that you are a great God. You are awesome God, and you want us to live right and do right. In the name of Jesus, we are here because you sent us here to be the instrument in your hand, God, to do the things that you call each and every one of us to do. And help us, Lord, to seek your face, seek your way, and listen in that we hear the way that you are calling us to go. And I thank you on this morning for loving us so, God. We know that we can't do nothing without you. But we are seeking your way for you to guide us and direct us in the way that we should go. In the name of Jesus. And we are saying thank you this morning, God, because you are a great God. You're a mighty God. You're a holy God. Hallelujah. You are calling for a holy people. In the name of Jesus. And we give you glory this morning. We give you praise, God. We lift you up because you are worthy to be praised, because we know that you love the people of God. In the name of Jesus. And I pray this morning, God, that the household of faith everywhere come to know that you are with us and you would never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. But you send your word, and you gave us your word so that we can live, so that we can do, so that we can go out and help one another and compare them to know that you are God and you will forgive their sins. There's nothing impossible for you, God. There's nothing that you will not do. If you said it, you're going to do it. And I received this word on this morning because I know you sent it to me. In the name of Jesus,
Oh, I thank you for it, God. I thank you for it because, Lord, you are the one that woke me up this morning, enabled me to get on this line to hear this word, and I thank you for it, and I receive it in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you this morning, and I pray that each and every one on this line to know that you are God, whatever you say, you will do it. You're not a God that you will lie. You're not a God that will make promise and not keep it. But you are God that will give us to live the life that you're calling us to do. You will give us how to know how to do it, how to go out, Lord, and how to minister to people, and how to let them know that God will forgive their sins and give their ways because you forgave us for our sins and our ways. In the name of Jesus, and I just thank you this morning for this word. My soul has been rejoiced, hallelujah, because I know it's a true word from you, God, hallelujah, because you are loving us so that you want us to be the people that you want us to be to live in this world. We are in it, but we're not of it, hallelujah. You have called us to be set apart and to do the work that you have signed for each and every one of us. And I just pray this day for the whole household of faith that we would catch on to the word and put it in our heart and to know, God, you will never leave us and nor forsake us. And I thank you this morning for this word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing us back into this position of prayer and reminding us that it is not a position of passivity, but it is one that requires action and intentionality, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for reigniting in us the fire that you have placed in us to begin with, to stand back in position of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for positioning us into a place to be intentional and praying for our family members, praying for our local churches, praying for our communities, the city, the nation, Father God, the states, Father God, that we reside in. Thank you, Father God, for reminding us that this position is a place of power in which you have called us to be in so that we may echo your voice and what is being spoken of in heaven, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may echo what it is that you are saying. Father God, I thank you that there is nothing too hard for you, and I thank you for even equipping us in this hour, and being trained up so that we may be sharp in the spirit and that we may be intentional in what we aim at, that we may not do it carelessly. Thank you, Father God, for sharpening us and for sharpening our eyesight, for sharpening our hands, reminding us to put on the whole armor of God each day. And I thank you, Father God, for giving us charge to pray for those who may be too weak to pray for themselves and who may not even understand the power of prayer. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for even placing us in spaces, Father God, where there may not even be a corporate prayer, but you have given us the charge and the authority to do so, that we may follow you and establish here in this land what you have called us to do. So I thank you, Lord, that we will not take this lightly. Thank you for reestablishing your altar, for even letting us know and reminding us that we are to teach our children and our family the things that you have established of old. Those things are true, which will live forevermore. So I thank you for bringing back to the forefront your ways that you have established since the beginning of time. Because you are the one who was, who is, and who is to come. So I thank you that you are even getting our inner man's back in alignment with who you are, so that we can be in alignment with you, Father God, raising us up to these higher places of authority and no longer being afraid and dormant in these spaces. So I thank you, Father God, shaking up the old garments and putting on the things that you have called us to be arising in, and I thank you for it, Father God, for the things that we may not be sure of. I thank you for sending the teachers. I thank you for the instruction. I thank you for the training and the education, that hearts may also be open to receive that, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We don't have to step into this thing knowing everything, but being in a posture to receive and know that we can be molded and shaped into who it is that you have called us to be. So I thank you, even for this day, even for this hour, placing us back on the wall to watch and to pray and to forewarn and to comfort and to do all the things that you have put us here to do. Lord, I thank you that we may be swift to go where you call us to go, to not be hesitant and to lean on ourselves. But I thank you, Lord, that we have the unction to lean on you, to know that you have always remained there. You have never forsaken us, and you don't crumble and you don't slumber. So I thank you, Father God, that you are everything that we can lean on, and to know that we can be fully successful in everything that you have called us to do and called us to be, because you are not a man that you should lie. So I thank you, Father God, for even raising up those who are in the youth, putting a fire in their belly, giving them an unction to learn who it is that you are, learn your word. I thank you for the army that you are raising up this day. And we shall hear about this in the nation. And our children shall talk about this in the days to come and the days after. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Father, we bless your name this morning, oh God. We thank you for the time that has been spent this morning. We thank you for investing in us, oh God, reminding us of who you are and who we are in you. God, we bless your name this morning. We know, God, that you have called us for such a time as this. We know, God, that we did not choose you. In fact, you chose us. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we will yield to the call to rise up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to take our rightful positions, oh God, in the kingdom, that we might, oh God, be a voice crying in the wilderness, that we might stand flat-footed, oh God. We will not acquiesce. We will not back down, oh God, but we'll continue to move forward, oh God, for we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And God, we bless you this morning. Thank you for reminding us, oh God, of who we are. We thank you, oh God. We pray for a mind, Oh God, that stayed on you, continuing, oh God, to look to hear from you, to have ears to hear and hearts to receive, and then a mind to do, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're so thankful this morning, oh God, that we can call you Abba Father. We're so thankful, oh God, hallelujah, God, that we are, oh God, safe in your arms. Help us, oh God, to do that you've called us to do, to go into these places, oh God, that you have appointed for us to go into, oh God, to speak the truth, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not be fearful, for you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Oh God, we're needed right now, oh God, families, oh God, and churches and communities, oh God, in the name of Jesus. This nation needs voices, oh God. Those of us who know, oh God, that you are God all by yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father, hallelujah, that we'll open up our mouths and speak your word, God. Call right, right, and wrong, wrong, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll continue to saturate ourselves in your word, oh God. Allow your word to permeate our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this time this morning. We thank you for, oh God, the word that has been imparted, oh God. We pray that we receive, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you this morning. Thank you, oh God, for caring enough about us to allow us to be a part of what you're doing in these last and evil days. Oh God, we say thank you this morning. Thank you for entrusting, oh God, the responsibilities and the positions that you have into our hands, oh God. Let us not be weary in well-doing, God. Hallelujah, oh God. Let us not get weary. Let us not, oh God, faint, oh God, during this season, oh God. But we thank you, oh God, for igniting and and restoring, oh God, reviving us, oh God, through this morning's word. So, Father, we just bless your name. We honor you, oh God. We pray for Apostle Dawn, God, that you'll continue to keep her in your care, all of those, her children, her family, oh God, all of those who are have locked arms with her to move forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We honor you this morning. We glorify your name, God. We praise you this morning. We lift you high in all the earth, oh God. We bless you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, there's work to be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Time is winding up. Night is coming. And when night comes, no man can work, oh God. Let us work while it's day. Keep our hands on the plow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue, oh God, to look to you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, we are to tear down strongholds. And, oh God, we are to, hallelujah, oh God, climb high walls to do what is necessary, oh God. It's not going to be an easy journey, but God, you're with us, and we can do all things through you that strengthens us. You're always with us, oh God. You're calling us into some places now we don't want to go, oh God, in the name of Jesus, calling us to some people we prefer not to talk to. But God, we know in the name of Jesus that it's your work, it's your will and your way. So Lord, we pray that we'll accomplish that, that you have sent us to accomplish. We bless you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God. Father God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we continue in prayer, Lord. Remembering, God, that you have instructed us that we are to pray without ceasing, Lord. We thank you this morning, God, that you have reaffirmed through your apostle, Apostle Don, Lord, that prayer is essential in our life, Lord, that prayer is worship, Lord, that we must dedicate ourselves to prayer, Lord. Hallelujah. You have reminded us this morning and taught some of us that prayer is a skill. Hallelujah, and that everyone should have a prayer life. Hallelujah, God. We need to be constant in prayer, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to pray wholeheartedly, Lord Jesus. Help us to pray ye one for another that you may be healed. Hallelujah, God. We pray in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus that you will anoint our prayers, Lord. Anoint our prayers, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anoint our prayers, God. We cannot do anything without you, Father. For you are the vine and we are your branches. So hallelujah, God. We must stay hooked up to you, Lord God. We must stay in fellowship with you, God. Hallelujah, God. We must be disciplined in our prayer life. We must pray, God, when we don't feel like it, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to remember, God, that when we don't feel like it, Lord, we have an intercessor, Lord. You have provided an intercessor for us. Hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, Lord God. He will pray through us, God. Thank us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, our other intercessor who prays for us, God. Oh, God, you have provided everything, everything that we need pertaining to godliness and righteousness. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you this morning for reminding us, Lord, that we are soldiers. We are soldiers in the army. Hallelujah. We have to be ready to fight, Lord God. And you have given us everything we need, God. Help us to take our rightful places in the earth, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We have heard from you this morning, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you that we are soldiers. We are soldiers in the army. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. We honor you. We bless you. We glorify you, Lord. We look to you, God. Oh God, for there is none like you, God. None like you in the heaven nor the earth, Lord. Oh God, and the psalmist said, in the morning, he said, he will praise you, Lord. His voice shall you hear in the morning, God. He will pray and look up, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that we can look up to you, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, you're such a faithful and a kind and a loving God. And we just thank you and we just praise you, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you this morning for speaking through your prophet, Lord, your prophetic word. And we just honor you and glorify you, Lord. And, oh, Lord, you have reminded us this morning that we have to be constant, constant in prayer, that we have to pray without ceasing. We have to be committed to prayer. We have to dedicate ourselves to prayer. We have to have a mind to pray even when we don't want to. We have to be disciplined in prayer. Hallelujah, Father. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Lord, don't let us grow weary in well-doing, Father. Oh, Father God, you said in the word, Father God, oh, God, that we have to pray without ceasing. And we just thank you. I heard from the prophet this morning, God. I heard it. I heard it in my spirit. I heard it in my soul. I heard it in my heart. And I said, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank you, Father.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning to lift up your mighty and holy name. Father, I praise you, Lord God, for you are Lord God Almighty. I thank you so much, Lord God, for the word that has come forth, Lord God. Thank you for reminding me, Lord God, of what we have in you. You are Lord God Almighty. And Father, we thank you for the privilege to be able to come before the throne of grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have called us, Lord God, as children of yours, Lord God, that we can come before you, Lord God. You have told us, Father, that if we abide in you, you will abide in us. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you, Father, where we can be filled and nourished, Lord God, with your Spirit. Father, we just ask that you would continue to lead us and guide us by your word, Lord God. Show us, Lord God, what you would have us to say, Lord God. We only want to speak what you say, Lord God. We only want to do, Lord God, what you would have us to do, Lord God. Father, there are so many hurting souls out there, Lord God, who don't know you, Lord God, and who are looking in so many ways and places, Lord God, only to turn up an empty hand, Lord God. But in you, there is fulfillment, Lord God. So, Father, we just ask that we would continue to put on our weapons of warfare, Lord God, that we would be able to defeat the enemy, Lord God, and pull down every stronghold, Lord God, against those, Lord God, who need you. So, Father, we stand in the gap this morning, Lord God, knowing that prayer is the foundation for everything, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that we can come to you and you are near and that you hear the cry of your people, Lord God. So we just bless your holy name. Father, let not this word, Lord God, just, you know, be dormant after this call, but let it rise up in our spirit where holy fire will just rain down on us, oh God, and we would live out your word, Lord God, and do what you have called us to do. We thank you that we are the called and the chosen. Hallelujah, Father. We just bless your holy name for your hand that is upon us, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you have called and chosen each and every one of us. So, Father, as we come together this morning, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the teaching, Lord God. Thank you for reminding us, Lord God, of who we are in you. So, Father, we just lift up your holy and mighty name. We thank you for your daughter, Apostle Dawn, Lord God. Continue to bless her. Continue to lift her up and raise her up. Strengthen her on every side, Lord God. And, Father, bless your people on this call and those who had a desire to be on. But, Father, we give you all the glory in everything. It is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Father. I thank you, God. I thank you for helping us to rebuild our altars for you, Father. I thank you, Father, for canceling those altars that were for demonic things or even the altars of that idolatry. And I cancel the spirit of death that was attached to those, Father God. I thank you, Father, for helping us to be those who ought to pray without ceasing. I thank you, Father, because we are called, we are all called to pray, and we are called to be before you constantly. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for just helping us to continuously be watchful, to be on guard, Father. I thank you for helping us, Father, to be one who takes land dominance. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for helping us just to be standing in position, to be the one, to understand rank, Father God, to understand who we are in you and what we are called to do. I thank you, Father, for pushing us and for increasing us, hallelujah, in stature and in everything, God. I thank you, Father, for just moving us by your Spirit. I thank you, Father, that we are teachable and that we can be taught for those who are teaching us the way that we should go. I thank you, Father, for being the one that the only true God, the only one that we serve. And so we put you first in everything in our lives. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for just helping us to know which direction to go, that it has, that those things that are behind us, we push those behind us. And we're not looking back in desire or pleasure because we liked those things. But we keep our face forward and we keep those things that are old behind us so that we don't get stuck spiritually. Though we have, you know, emotional intelligence or intellectual capacity, I thank you, Father, for spiritual divine intelligence so that we understand the things of the Spirit and that we understand how to operate in the spirit realm and what to do and what not to do. I thank you, Father, for increasing spiritual intelligence within all of us. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father, for being the one for we are just vessels for you to use us. And I thank you, Lord, because we can do nothing without you. And I thank you, Father, for helping us in all of these things and to recognize what is true, what is holy, what is righteous, and what is pleasing to your sight and in the sense of smell, that is pleasing an aroma for you. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for just layering high in our minds, layering your glory, layering your presence, layering it on us, oh God, so that as we go about, and we are in the world and the place we go, oh God, that others may smell your aroma. And that will draw them high in to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Well, bless the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, honor you this day, oh God. This beautiful, wonderful morning, starting the day off in prayer, starting speaking to you, and that you have our attention, oh God, and that your ears are fully attended to the cries and to the prayers and to the intercession of your people, waiting to hear, waiting to smell the scents and the odors of the prayers of the saints, that they may reach his throne. So we're standing And we're encouraged, we're motivated, my God, to pray, to reach God, to speak to God, to release the ability of God in the land of the earth. And I love the idea of being an army, being called, being set forth, being determined, being trained, and being given resources and abilities to perform and to do, Father. We just thank you, God, that you told us to put on the whole armor of God, that we may walk against these evil things, that we may stand against the evil one, that we may walk in victory and totally going forward, not recessing back, not retreating, but going forward, because we're more than conquerors through him that loves us, that nothing can, nothing will, and nothing shall besides our own minds, our own inabilities of our own assessment of who we are. But if we take into account, Father, and you have already prescribed, you have already written, you have already declared your word, your son, and sent him forth for us and gave us a demonstration, gave us an activation, gave us a hope, gave us a word, gave us an encouragement, a joy, a wonderful, wonderful love, that we may go forward as children of the Most High God, saints of the Lord Most High. We go forward in the army of the Lord of hosts to perform and to do what you have already called and set forth and determined and already encouraged us in our minds and hearts to know we're more than conquerors. We're set forth in this days and time. I thank you, Father God, that this is a month of excellence, a month of advancement, a month of personal excelling personally in the things of God, in the person, in the destiny of God, the purpose of God, the plan of God. Thank you, Father, for the word that has encouraged us in our hearts, our minds, and our souls to go forward, to do more, to be more, knowing that you have already equipped us, set us forth, and that we're to seek knowledge, to seek understanding, to know how to walk this thing, do this thing, perform this thing, as you have directed us in this thing. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you rest, rule, and abide in our hearts to give us insight, understanding of all things that God is projecting and that you have set leadership in position and place to give us further instruction and guide us and keep us in the place where God wants us to be and to move, not in fear and trembling, but knowing that we are victorious, that we are complete in him, that we move in the function of the Holy Spirit, that the fire of God, the ability of God, the power of God rests, rule, and abide in his children, that we're gifted, called, and set forth by the living God. Thank you, Father, that nothing goes beyond your sight, that you have need all insight and know all things, and that you gather us as a hen gathers his chicks, her chicks. Thank you, Father, that we're under the mighty arm of God, and that your hand, your love, your mercy, your grace continues to abound in our lives. For the word declares the new mercies every morning. Every morning, and that we so occasionally right now are in the month of new beginnings, or the eighth month, or the time where God has set forth, as Apostle Don has already released, that this is a time of personal advancement. Oh my God, and in the book of Exodus, in chapter 30-31, God talks about, he gives us wisdom and ability to perform and to do that which he's called us and purpose to, his purpose to complete and establish in the earth. And he gives us ability, he gives us knowledge, he gives us understanding. Apostle Paul speaks of it again in Ephesians chapter 1, and he prays for us, and I pray for you, my beloved. I pray that the spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding be our portion, that God will enlighten our eyes to see and to hear and to know the hope of his calling, the expectation in which he has set forth his mind, heart, and released them into the earth, that we may walk and fulfill, that we may be seen and known, and that to demonstrate the glory of God in our lives to this dark and dying world. Father, we thank you that we are called to be the illumination, a light not hidden but shining. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Father. I just want to pray restoration for our lives. Restore us, oh God, back to the place where we need to be, where we were walking in the fullness of all that you called us to do, not shirking, not in fear and trembling, oh God. Restore us in our hearts and our minds. We break every spirit of fear, disillusion, deception that has caused us to shirk and turn back from who we are. And we just say thank you, Father, for restoring, for enabling us, for giving us strength and ability to move forward in the things that you have already called, and that we become prayer warriors, the ability to speak directly into the ear of God, the ability to intercede for those we don't know, those we may not even ever see, but right to the ability to speak directly into the heart and mind of God. We thank you for this awesome privilege to speak to God, and he hears us. In the book of Jeremiah, he says, call unto me, and I will hear and heed. Basically, I will hear you and do it. We thank you, Father, and we give your name the praise and the honor for the privilege of being your intercessors and prayer warriors in this last days and evil days and darkness that tries to cover this earth. We just thank you and honor you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, I do want to lift up Keisha and Servando and others that may need healing. Father, I just pray, God, that you will touch their bodies, Lord, that you will restore to them the activity that's needed for them to function on a daily basis, oh God, that you will remove cancer, Lord God, that you will remove COVID in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to touch every organ within the body and cause it to come into divine alignment with your will as you have created it, oh God. Father, we know that by your stripes we are already healed. We know that you want us to prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospers. We know, Father, that you sent your word to heal your people. We know that there's a balm in Gilead. We know, oh God, that healing is our portion. And so, Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that whatever treatment they're receiving, that they will know that you are the chief physician, oh God. We do thank you for doctors. We thank you for our medical experts. We thank you for medication, oh God, but we want your healing. We want divine healing to manifest and to take place, oh God, and that you will continue to speak faith to your people that are experiencing any illnesses, Father, and that you will cause them to continue to trust you, to trust your report, oh God, to listen for your report, Father God, and to know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that is asked for or thought of in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. I do thank everyone for being on the line this morning, even those that did not pray on this morning. I do thank the Lord for you and those that will listen to the playback. I also want to ask that you would continue to pray and that you are invited to August 23rd. There is a revival that's happening at Sandy Cove. Let the prophet speak. And the theme is called to glory and virtue. The host is Faith Love Outreach Church in Philadelphia, PA. They're hosting Pastor Prophet Stephen LaFrieda. And many are coming from different areas, the north, the south, the east, and the west. And just believing that there's just going to be such a release of glory that takes place there because God is speaking about revival. Revival, revival, revival. He's calling us to it. And he's been calling us to it. And so I praise God for them stepping out in faith to create the space for people to come and receive what thus saith the Lord. There is a deadline to register for access to the property and for meals. And so I will be posting and sending out the flyer. If not today, I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then let me know when you register, amen, because there has to be a count of it. They're just, you know, they're checking everyone that's coming in and making sure everything's straight. You know how it is. And so I just praise God for you. Thank you for your prayers and your presence on this morning. May the Lord God continue to bless you and keep you as you go through this day, through this week, through this month, and look forward to connecting with you on prophetic prayer call next month. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.